Okay, the Red Hat Society. Well, let me tell you when I first noticed this. I was visiting my demented mother, who's 88 years old, in her room at the Kensington, which is the assisted living facility she's in, and paper stuff gets left in her room, like notices from the Kensington of, you know, corrals and bingo and bus trips to Indian reservations where you can gamble and stuff like that. So what was left in her room around Christmas was invitation to join the Kensington chapter of the Red Hat Society, and people had to vote on what names they wanted for the Kensington chapter. Was it the Kensington Cuties? Was it the Kensington Kitty Cats? It was, and I was horrified at this, and I went, the Red Hat Society? What's that? Because I remember way back in Santa Cruz in the 70s, there was a woman who wrote a poem that began, when I grow old, I will wear purple and I will wear a red hat. This piece of writing was in the tradition of the time of women unlearning to not speak, and it spawned a small press. And this became a poster that was tacked up on the wall of women's centers all over the country. And it was one of these, let's reframe how society, treats old women, and I will be free from societal impositions, and I will be a liberated free spirit. And it was pretty horrifying, but it was one of those things like the Chief Seattle poem, which you see everywhere, which he didn't write anyway. So that was my encounter with red hats and older women. And I thought, there's become a Red Hat Society? No. This is a really bad idea, particularly with names like the Kensington Kittens. And of course, I knew my demented mother would have no interest. She doesn't want to hang out with a bunch of women. She only wants to hang out with a bunch of guys. But anyway, I noticed this. And then about 4 days later, I've sort of, because of dealing with my demented mother, I've become kind of the de facto expert on elder care in my circle of friends. So a friend of mine's mom, who was 78 and had cancer, had been taking care of her 89-year-old dad who has Alzheimer's, and her mom died suddenly. So she came in from Montana. So I came up for a couple of days in this horrible senior citizen community in exurban Sacramento. Now, that's my idea of hell, tract houses in the middle of the desert, but never mind. This is where her parents had decided to retire. So I was hanging out with my friend and sort of mediating and soothing and helping to think about how do you solve the problems, financial and legal and care systems and the family dynamics. And so their nice neighbor next door had a spare room for me to stay in. And so when I that's where I actually spent the night. So I was there because I would have been 200 foot in the family house. It's only a 2-bedroom house. So then she mentioned the branch of the Red Hat Society that was in the senior citizen community. Now, this is a senior citizen community for active retirement. It doesn't have assisted living. It doesn't have skilled nursing. It's just a bunch of tract houses in the middle of nowhere where you have to be age 55 and older to live. We've got a clubhouse and a kind of threadbare-looking golf course and a Blockbuster video rental place close by. So this woman, nice neighbor that I was talking to, was talking to me about the Red Hat Society and about a lot of the ladies with casseroles who'd showed up at the memorial service for my friend's mom belonged to the Red Hat Society. And she kind of looked at me, this nice neighbor that I was staying with, and we got to talking, and she was like, you know, I don't think I want to join the Red Hat Society. It just doesn't do it for me. And she says, you know, they get together for lunch once a month and they wear red hats. And this is a woman who'd been a speech therapist, gone through a divorce, bought this house as an investment property. Her kids are grown up, and she had this fantasy that this is where she was going to retire. But I think she began to realize that there was just a bit too much all alone with their demons being in this, you know, tract house in the middle of the desert. And when I was there for those 3 days, she spent her entire time having the house and garden channel on cable on with the volume turned low. In other words, one of the cocooning nesting shows on, and reading the 600-page romance novels that have the slick foil covers. And she said, you know, I think I'm going to move back to Berkeley. There's just not enough going on here. But what she didn't like about the Red Hat Society is the same thing I found so horrifying, which is that we are going to be self-consciously kooky and zany and be theatrical and be all giggly and bubbly together, and this is the time in which we were going to do it. And I kept on thinking of that Aristotelian Cartesian world, which is in a very rigid, regularized world. You have to have one place where disorder is allowed, kind of like the notion of carnival in medieval Europe. You know, that was the time when the serf could make fun of the priest. And so the Red Hat Society, I saw, this is a very sanctioned, regularized way for women of a certain age, which is age 50 and above, to be eccentric. But what I hadn't realized until I read a New York Times piece in their magazine about a month later is that the current Red Hat Society doesn't know anything about the origin of the name, which was that poem, which again was really about reclaiming old age and about, in its positive sense, you know, women saying, I'm not going to be invisible and I'll finally get to be me. And it was really about old age. Well, the Red Hat Society now has just become, for women age 50 and above, it's become a marketing opportunity. There are now official Red Hat Society things you can buy, including the red hats. There's been a back formation, and that's a term from linguistics. We see it every day right now with iPods, which is the iPod is this wonderful audio device which people are using for everything. So the term podcasting has grown out of the term iPod to mean the creation of an audio file, which is posted on the net. So there's been a kind of chick lit book, but for older women, called the Red Hat Society, that's a back formation from the original poem written 30 years ago. And the women who get involved with the Red Hat Society now, that's the only thing they know about it, is sort of the chick lit for women age 55 and above that this book was. And it was interesting to me that the New York Times guy who wrote about this, he's their marketing guy. And he just saw it as, this is a way to market to women in their 50s. And isn't it cute that they're being fun? And I thought, boy, Marcuse was right. Capitalism is great at co-opting everything.